Yeah, there's a lot going on this Shabbos. We have a double parsha, Vayakel Pekude. So not only do we have a double portion, but we are finishing the book of Shemos, of Exodus. Those are the last two parshios in Shemos. And we'll be beginning next week Leviticus, the book of Vayikra. So we have a double parsha. We're finishing the book of Shemos. And as well, we're going to take out a second Sefer Torah. It's the last of the four special portions before Passover, Parshas HaChodesh. Because Chodesh Nisan, we're going to, in addition, we are benching Rosh Birkas HaChodesh this week. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is actually a week today, next Thursday. That means we're about 3 weeks away from Pesach. The Seder is Wednesday night. So we have double Parsha. We're finishing the book of Shmos, Parsha Sachodesh, and Birka Sachodesh. So regarding finishing the book, we have a custom at the end, when we finish reading the end of Pekudei, so we have a custom, we say, Chazak, Chazak, Viniz Chazek. You know, be strong, continue on. Yeah. So where does that custom come from? What's the basis that after we finish each book, we say, Chazak, Chazak, Viniz Chazek. So the Rama brings down this custom based on, I think it's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara tells us that different things need chizak. Certain things in life, you always need reinforcement. You got to be reminded. You got to keep on doing them. And one of them is Torah. When it comes to learning Torah, it's something we do all the time. Well, we're obligated as much as we can. And therefore, it's something that always needs reminder, strength, and some chizuk. So therefore, what we do is, every time we finish the book, we say, Chazak, Chazak, be strong. We finished two books, but we have three more to go. Or we know how to see them. When one finishes a certain mesechta, or whatever Mishnah is, whatever it was that making a siyum on. So the custom is we always begin the next one. Because to show, like, it's not over, we need strength. We begin the next mesechta. Or we do every Shabbos morning. What do we do Shabbos morning? We're going to read Vayakel Pekudei. Shabbos Mincha, we're already heading to the next parasha, Vayikra. So we show it's constantly on the move, like Simchas Torah. Right after we finish Zos HaBracha, we begin Bereishis. So we see Torah is something that requires Chizuk, so therefore we say Chazak, Chazak, Vendis Chazek. Another area of life that always needs Chizuk, reinforcement, strength, is Tefillah, prayer. Something we do all, it's things we do all the time that you might need chizuk on things, if you're only doing it once in a while, so it's just a matter of reminder to do it. Things that you do many times a day or daily requires chizuk, so tefillah, prayer, and that's the custom. The old custom was you began Adon Olam, that's how you began services. And then, like we do on Friday night, you say we finished with Adon Olam. So therefore, tefillah requires chizuk that we begin and end with, let's say, Adon Olam. That's Rav Soloveitchik explained. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik was bothered, and others, the more modern custom, people sing Yigdal in shul. Yigdal v'lom. And what's wrong with Yigdal? It's a poem, and it basically has the important 13 tenets of faith. So what's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. But what was the problem putting it in Shemoneh Esrei, putting it in davening? So Rav David Cohen, who's a big Rav, a big posek in Brooklyn, he points out, because it's not the Yigdal itself, it's who wrote it. Emmanuel of Rome, he wasn't apparently a good guy. He edited the, obviously Yigdal was written way before him, but he's the one who edited it. So since it's not a person who we want to emulate, we don't want people to be following, so therefore it's not so much against Yigdal itself, but it's against the person who edited the Yigdal. That's how Rav David Cohen says, but Rav Soloveitchik has a different explanation. I think it's the Arizal who was against the Igdal. So the question was why. So that was one reason. Another reason is because he says it's a non-Jewish practice. What do you mean it's a non-Jewish practice? What they do in, I guess, in non-Jewish services is that they always talk about that belief system. They go over their Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna. So Rav Soloveitchik says that's what happened. It was Chukas HaGayim, following in the pathways of the Gayim, they instituted Yigdal. It's true, Yigdal is this, it's a statement of the Yud Gimel Ikar. The 13 principles of faith are very important, but he says it's not something we do in davening. That's a non-Jewish practice, not a Jewish practice, and hence, that's why the Arizal was against saying Yigdal, period. But the Rav Soloveitchik, in addition to being against Yigdal, said we should do Adon Olam because that tefillah tzricha, tefillah needs chizuk. And as we know as well, Parnasa, the big three, Torah, tefillah, Parnasa always needs chizuk. We working for a living, the worries of Parnasa. So as the Satmar Rebbe used to always say, I think there's a minhag, some people say, there's a segula. People are in segulas. They're not into working, but they're into segulas. People are into segulas. Some do it every day, but others, there's a minhag on Parshas B'Shalach, which we read about the man in the Torah. And I think it's the Tuesday on Parshas B'Shalach. I think it's Zohar, Arizal, the Shla, one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, say it's a, it's a segula for Parnasa if you say the Parshas Haman. So many people on that Yom Shlishi, the Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach, say the Parshas Haman. So the Satmar Rebbe used to always say, but make sure, don't say it between 9 and 5. In other words, it's not a substitute for your job. You want the best segula for Parnasa is getting a job. But it means to say, you know, if you want to do it before or after, that's when you go ahead. That's when you go ahead and say it, because people today are very big into segulas. So therefore, that's what the Gemara tells us: three things require chizuk: Torah, tefillah, and parnasa. Parnasa, work for a living, and we should do the tefillah saman, and we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah needs chizuk, that's why Adon Olam and end with Adon Olam. And Torah needs chizuk, that's why we begin, we end Chazak, Chazak, V'nitz Chazek, and we continue on to Vayikra, and Zos Abra, and Simchas Torah, where we go Bereshis, because certain things is a constant, we need a constant reinforcement. They are the big three: Torah, Tefillah, and Parnassus.